Hi, thank you for calling OMX Health. My name is Ashley. How may I help today?
Well, hi, Ashley. That was the quickest 10 minutes of my life. I was only on hold for about 10 seconds.
Oh, that's good to hear. How may I help today?
My name is Barbara Harp, and I had called. I had ordered the OMX Sleep with Travel one bottle. You know, you get the one bottle, and then you get the OM Sleep 61 quantity for free for a total of $43.05 tax and shipping. And I got refunded. I spoke to Sarah, and I had returned that, and they never put the money back in my account. So I called and spoke to Sarah, and I said, you know, first of all, you never put that money back in my account, and second of all, you charged me again $86.19 for another product. And she says, oh, I'm sorry. Anyways, we fixed it. And she said I would be getting back $129.24, $86.19, and then $29.95 because they had to minus a stocking fee. I believe it was $10. Well, I got the $86.19, but I'm still missing the $29.95.
Okay, I'll be happy to take a look at that account, see what's going on that. Can I have your last name again and the zip code for that?
Yes, HARP92647. And you guys did mail me that package that I canceled, and the mailman won't take it. I don't know if it's because of the virus here because it's pretty bad. But I left it out 3 days in a row, and you left it 3 days in a row. So I have to go to the post office, but I don't drive. My husband's going to take it to the post office next week and return it to you unopened.
I know. That's okay. Due to the COVID crisis, we're not accepting any product back into the warehouse. You can destroy it or whatever you wish to do.
Well, do you want me to wait 4 months and then send it back?
No, ma'am. We won't be taking it back. But for security, for security purposes, may I ask you to confirm the shipping address it was sent to?
16292 Serenade Lane, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.
Thank you, Ms. Harp. So I do show that OMAX Sleep there, which had been canceled, as mentioned. And so it looks like what Sarah had wrote down here on the account. Let me see. I saw what you were billed on the product was $86.19.
Yeah, I got that back.
Okay. And what other refund were you looking for?
When I had sent back, okay, it was a trial that you advertised on TV. And you get the travel bottle, which I don't even know anything about because it's still in the envelope that it came in. It never came out of the envelope. I just took the little pre-package out, and I tried it. I think, I don't know how many pills were in it. And I tried it for like 3 or 4 nights. And I definitely have a sleeping disorder, so I try anything. Mm-hmm. And I tried it because you had a guarantee on it. So it didn't work for me. And as I said, because of the virus, I package it up myself and put like 10 stamps on it. And I put your address and my return address on it. Very clearly, I used your shipping order, so I had the right address. And I put all my information in it, and I put my stamps on it, and we threw it in the mailbox at the post office. Well, she said they had no order of receiving that. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I don't have a tracking number because I mailed it myself. I said, but I did send it back to you. And she says, no, I believe you. I believe you. So she was going to give me, she goes, I see we charged you $89.16. I said, yes. And she says, okay, we're going to refund you that. And then I can't give you back the $39.95 because we charge a restocking fee. But I can give you back $29.95. I said, that's fine. I have no problem with that. And she said, okay. It will be on your statement in 5 to 10 business days, and thank you. And I said, you're welcome, thank you. So that was our conversation.
Yeah, see, the weirdest thing is I don't show anything in that amount of the $29.95. The travel pack, you know, it is a $39.95, and then plus, I believe what it was the taxes that made it
$43.05. $3.10.
Yeah. So, what I'm showing here, I'll double check just to make sure I'm right. The status on that, it did say voided. Let me double check. Yeah, it says status as voided. The date was on the, it says voided on the 12th, which doesn't make much sense because that would have been the day after you had ordered.
No, April 12th.
Oh, so you did call us on the 12th?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me take another look then, because that might be right. It's supposed to be canceled.
I ordered in March, returned it in March, and called you on the 12th of April.
Okay. So that's what it's saying. Well, let me take a look here.
Okay.
And see if it won't go through. If there's anything to put through, I will.
They might have possibly taken my name out of the computer if it said voided.
Oh, no. That would have just been on the charge there. You still have your information here with us. But
okay.
I'm not sure why it said voided, because I'm taking a look here at what you had paid initially on the travel pack, the $39.95. And it
right.
is showing where I can place it back to you. So I don't think that had been processed fully.
Oh, can you go ahead and do that for me?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to. I do apologize about that error.
Oh, that's all right. I think there's a lot more going on in the world right now than $29.95.
Yeah, there definitely is, unfortunately. Hopefully everything's on the upswing soon.
I don't know, Ashley. I heard on the news the other night, I mean, if you go to the movies, you could have had some 12-year-old usher taking your temperature before you go in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're social distancing you in the movie theater. That's how they're rebuilding them right now.
They're actually rebuilding the theaters to make it where they can social distance?
Yes. 6 feet
what?
Apart. It was crazy. I even recorded it.
Why is the state wasting their money on something like that, though? That doesn't make too much sense.
They give that money to people who have no businesses anymore and they're going to food lines.
Exactly. You know, people without work, you know, unfortunately, even the central, you know, part of the companies like meat production, say, for instance, with grocery stores being cut back, like money should be better used for things like that to up production and help people who are out of work.
Yeah.
And to make it by, you know.
You know, and the casinos are whining because they're not making their $10 billion a week.
Of course.
They can't afford to lose money. You know, Las Vegas is whining. I mean, I don't feel sorry for those people, Ashley. Feel sorry for the dealers and the waitresses and the janitors and the car hop.
The people who have to work every day hard for their money, and now they have absolutely no way to make a living.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel sorry for those airlines that, they got how many billions did they get?
Mega billions of
and then they
too
charge
much
you
money.
They charge you $30 to check a bag. I mean, I don't think I'm feeling too sorry for you, Delta Airlines.
Right.
Give this money to people that need it.
Completely agree with you, Ms. Harp.
I don't think things are going to go back to normal for quite a while. And I'm usually a pessimist, but you know what?
But, I mean, it is the truth. I mean, it is going to take, like, I'm hopeful, but I am on the understanding that it's going to take, it's not going to be, you know, this month or next month for a lot of places.
I think
maybe
to
the end of the summer. Really? I hope not that long.
I'm thinking like next year. I mean, where do you live at?
You say what?
Where do you live at?
Alabama.
Oh, we're in California. And nothing.
I know it's getting real bad out there.
Yeah, nothing. And I just seeing it and driving down the road where before Californians, I grew up in Michigan, and in Michigan you would say, for example, where do you live? Oh, I live 10 miles from you. Oh, okay, I'll see you in 10 minutes. Well, in California, they say, where do you live? I live 2 hours from you, 10 miles away. But it takes you 2 hours to get there. That's how people talk out here. And I've been here for 40 years, and I still can't comprehend it. They talk in time because the traffic and the congestion, and there's so many people.
Oh, yeah, but
you can't get anywhere. Well, now I go out, and I feel like I'm in a movie of The Walking Dead.
Right, you're like, you're the only one.
I could go 100 miles down Golden West, and I wouldn't even get pulled over or in an accident because there's nobody out there. I mean, I don't even go out. It's so depressing.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's like
I feel
empty,
like, I feel
really
like
empty.
On Mars. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. So I really, just seeing that here, now I don't know about Alabama, but seeing that here, I cannot imagine things going back for quite a few months.
Especially in the hot spots, because, you know, you are there in California. My mom, say, for instance, she lives down in Miami. That's another really bad hot spot. She said
bad hot spot.
Yeah, and, you know, she said things there, they're not going to get back to normal for a good long time. I've heard, you know, they're trying to open up some of the beaches, but that's only because they rely on tourism, you know. But they're going to have to wind up closing stuff back down.
They said that on the news last night, and the first time this has ever been said, that they tracked the coronavirus back to December, the last week in December.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where it came in at?
Where?
Miami.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Doesn't surprise me. With all, you know, Miami is just a mixing pot full of people. Well, you know, that would be the next thing I would think of is New York, with all the people, you know, so packed into the city.
Mhm. But it was Miami. The DCC have been analyzing. Hospital records, and these people that they were getting some really familiar records from a hospital in Miami, so they investigated it, and they were all Corona-19.
Oh, goodness.
People, but they weren't treated for Corona-19. They were given, oh, you have a flu, go home.
Go home, take fluids, get some rest and all that.
And have an aspirin and go to sleep. And they released them.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, that's where it started.
Yeah, don't surprise me. Uh-huh. Sounds like a Miami thing.
Yeah, I've never been there, and I don't want to go there.
Really? It's beautiful. It really is. It's too wild, though.
You know what? Living in California for 40 years, I am really done with sunshine. I mean, I'm a Michigan girl. I grew up with thunderstorms and snowstorms and snow days and the power going out for a week, you know, and you got to sit around the fireplace eating popcorn and, you know, apples because you couldn't cook. I mean, I grew up in a fun zone. I didn't grow up in a hot zone, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, Ashley. Maybe I hope for you and your state that things do go back to normal, but I wouldn't be counting on it here.
Oh, yeah, you as well, Ms. Harp, especially for, you know, everybody who really has been affected by this, because there's so many people, and it's sad. It is, and all we can do is hope.
Yeah, I know. I do have hope, but I'm not projecting any. Oh yeah, maybe I can go to the movies in December. No.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, and you know my husband likes to go to the casino. You know, and that
he's
going to
be disappointed for quite a few months to come.
Yeah.
He's going to have to find a different hobby.
He's got a ticket in his wallet that he never cashed in 2 days before they shut down the casino for $500.
No way.
Yeah, and he never cashed it in because he thought he was going back up the next week. So he thought, oh, I'll just save it.
Oh, I hope it don't expire.
Well, they can't expire it. I Googled it. Yeah, I Googled
it. Good.
They can't do that. So I emailed them and told them I would take a picture of it, like you do with the bank, front and back, and I would give them my name and address, and then I would take a picture of it. Once they approved it, they sent me back, okay, we'll take it. I told them I would send it a picture of it ripped up in 10 pieces so they knew that we wouldn't try to cash it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they never answered me. So.
Okay. Of course.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll get the money. It's just, you know, it's just, it might be a year, but, you know, it's like money in the bank.
Yep, it'll be there waiting for you whenever you be able to go out and get it.
I cracked up when he told me that. I was like, you idiot. So, anyway.
All right, Miss Harper. Look, I want to let you know, though, that I did go ahead and I'm not sure if I even let you know, but I did process the credit on what you were billed for back in March.
Thank you, Ashley.
You're welcome. Not a problem at all. Happy to help with that. Give it at max about 3 to 5 business days, and it should be right back onto your account, okay?
Okay, and you told me to throw the other one in the trash?
Yeah, please do. We're really not going to accept any returns for quite a while.
Okay.
Like, probably, like you said, until next year, maybe.
I could save it till next year and send it back to you.
No. That's completely okay. It'll probably be expired by then anyway. And, we've already processed the credit back to you. Really, if you don't want it, if it ain't been open, maybe you can gift it to somebody it may work for that you know of, or you can throw it away.
Oh, yeah, I could offer it to one of my neighbors when we're allowed to see each other. Maybe I'll leave it on my neighbor's porch if they want it.
Yeah,
I don't want to throw it away. I mean, just because it didn't work for me doesn't mean it won't work wonderful for them.
Yeah, completely true.
Yeah. Well, you take care, Ashley.
Well, thank you, Ms. Harp. You do as well. Y'all stay safe out there, okay? And thanks for calling
over. Okay, and wear your mask.
You know what? I haven't had one through this whole thing.
You haven't?
No, when it started getting really serious. When it started getting really serious, everything here was sold out. Like, you could not, and I mean like this in the most literal way, you could not find anything to clean with, no paper, hardly any food, no sanitizer, bleach, no mask, nothing.
Go on
I might
Amazon.
Be able to find one now.
You can get one on Amazon for like $5.
Really? I might have to go online and just go ahead and get one.
Yeah, that's where I got all my, I ordered all of them for my family and my girlfriend in Michigan. And they really annoyed me because they put them on and took a picture, and they drew lipstick on them like they were smiling. And I'm like, you guys think this is funny? And, you know, this was like 2.5 months ago. And I said, this is not funny. Now Detroit is a hot spot and they're in lockdown. They don't think it's so funny anymore.
Yeah, they don't. I bet
now, now her profile picture is her in her mask with a peace sign. before they drew lipstick marks on it, laughing at me, and I was like, "Okay, I'm coming out there."
And see, now they know what you were talking about.
Yeah, but I ordered them in February, and I ordered them for everybody. They were only like $6, and they're black, and they look like a G-string. But you know what? They're really cool, and they work. You're not walking around with a paper mask on your face. I think they were $6, and I got it. Yeah, I hate to say this, but they're from China. But you know what? I don't care. I needed masks.
Right? I mean, you better get them where you can, and that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to hop on and get me, like, just a few.
Yeah, I would, Ashley, because you don't know who you're standing next to in line.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And, you know, it's airborne, so that's the best way to be protected now, that staying away from everybody.
I mean, you know, it's better to pay $6 and wind up dead.
Yeah, definitely agree with that.
You sound very young, so you should you know, when you get home, hop on Amazon and just order a couple for you and your husband, or you and your parents, or, you know, whoever you want. Mm. And at least you'll have them.
Yeah, thanks for that advice, though. I'm going to check out Amazon a little later when I finish with my shifts and see what I can find on there.
And Amazon doesn't take advantage of the public. Like, you're not going to go on there and say, well, that Miss Harp told me they were $6 and now they're $900. You know,
they like limited supply. We need to get these out.
Yeah, they don't do that. You can find the same mask I got for $6, free shipping. You know, so yeah, Amazon doesn't take advantage of people.
Cool. I'll definitely check those out later. Thanks for that.
Please do wear your mask, actually. Please.
Yes, ma'am. I'll definitely do so.
Okay. You take care, honey.
You too, Ms. Harp. Thanks for calling, Omax.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.